Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, we are talking to a female entrepreneur, inventor of these amazing shoes. It's Haley Pavone. And Haley, these are shoes that go from heels to flat. A miracle.
You can remove the heel itself, and then you have a fully flexible midsole that lies flat under your body weight. So two shoes in one.
So I found Haley on a TikTok or an Instagram video. I'm not sure, but I saw these shoes and I was like, I have to have them. You know how many lectures I go to at convention centers where I have to walk with blistering, bleeding feet in high heels, like half a football field, a full football field, like at the Wynn in Vegas.
Yeah,
absolutely. I've been dreaming of you and these shoes that turn from heels to flats so quickly. So tell me your inspiration and how did you get started?
So my big inspiration really came from, to your point, just the love-hate relationship that I had with high heels and that I think pretty much most women have with high heels. I've been barefoot more times in my life than I can count. I was barefoot in Vegas on the strip for one, which was
same. I've done that.
So gross. But no, really the light bulb moment for me actually came in my junior year of college. I was 20 years old when I started this business, which is kind of the fun fact about me. But I'd worn 6-inch stilettos out to a sorority spring formal, as you do when you're 20, going to a sorority spring formal. And as I'm sure you and the listeners can relate, dancing in 6-inch stilettos doesn't really work. It's more of a side to side wobble. And I really wanted to bust a move and tear up the dance floor. So I did what I'd always done and just ditched my high heels, added them to the growing pile of discarded shoes on the side of the floor that we're all familiar with, and just started dancing barefoot. And unfortunately, my inspiration quite literally struck, you could say, when one of the young women I was with accidentally stomped on my foot and the ballpoint of her stiletto actually impaled me through the foot. It came clean out the other side.
No way. That is horrific.
Very extreme. Although I found every time I tell a woman this story, we all have our own high heel horror story. Everyone has suffered some kind of injury at the hands of high heels. But I was sitting there unimpaling myself and I look around the room and it just was such a light bulb moment for me. If I realized 90% of the women at this event were barefoot, I started thinking back to, you know, every prom, formal event, professional event I'd ever been to wearing heels, and all the times that I ended up barefoot. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized what a polarization there is in the women's fashion industry, where you either have stylish products like high heels that are very uncomfortable and inconvenient, and we as women really have to, you know, kind of contort ourselves to the fashion, whether that be going barefoot, bringing backup shoes, suffering through with bleeding feet for hours on end, or we can have comfortable products, but they're usually not very stylish. So I realized in that whole experience that there was this huge opportunity in the market to make something new and innovative that really combined style and comfort in a unique way. And I became obsessed with this concept of being able to turn a heel into a flat. And so at 20 years old, I dove in headfirst. I had no background in footwear whatsoever. But I figured I might as well take a swing at it and see what happens.
These are so cute. So the concept is the heel is fully detachable and you can change heels. So you can have like more of a clunky heel or more of a stiletto type heel, right?
And Like I have a stiletto.
Insert some twists on and then you can actually take the heel off and put on a flat portion. So cute.
And put on a flat or like you said, different heels as well. If you want to go from a stiletto to a block, metallic, a little more fun, you know, wood, cork. I mean, really the sky is the limit, but they, go from heels to flats or you can customize them with different heels.
What were the biggest battles in the entrepreneurship of like developing a shoe? Was it the design of the shoe? Was it manufacturing, getting funding to go to the next level?
Oh my gosh, all the above. It feels like it's been an uphill battle at almost every step. I'd say kind of the three main issues that we had were two of them, they've all basically been centered around the fact that this has never been done before and we're doing something truly novel. And that is not common in the women's fashion industry, and particularly in the footwear industry. You know, no one has really updated the design of a women's shoe in over 200 years. Every other heel on market is made of compressed wood fiber with a metal rod hammered into it, the same way they were made in the 1800s, which no wonder they're so uncomfortable. And so we've had a lot of obstacles, to your point, on the development piece. When I was first trying to find footwear developers to help me, I had so much rejection and was laughed out of a lot of rooms. They insisted you couldn't make a high heel this way, to which I responded, you know, that's kind of the whole point. I'm trying to make a high heel in a completely different way. I don't want to do it the way every other shoe is made, but got a lot of pushback from that. A lot of pushback from manufacturing and complications there, because we invented so many new parts. You know, most high heels don't have a removable sole support or a button or this component. So we had to really train our suppliers and be very hands-on to create this new method of manufacturing. And then also the funding piece has been difficult. You know, we're doing something so different. There's not a lot of good comps in the market. And so it's taken very, you know, progressive and innovation forward investors to move this thing forward, but it's been an uphill battle for sure. And that's before you consider that I was, you know, I'm a young woman, I'm 26 now. I was 21 when I tried to raise my first funding and met a lot of resistance from the investment community just because of my age and background as well. So lots of challenges.
Yeah. Did you get manufacturing done in the United States or overseas? Because that's another battle. Overseas.
Yes, we do the design and the development and the testing here in the United States, and then the bulk production is done in Asia.
Okay, got it. And that's and investors must be either really super excited or fully clueless about this shoe, right? Because I can imagine if you're
one way or the other.
Maybe if you're a man, you have no clue. If you're a woman, I can't imagine a woman CEO or investor type not wanting to give you a ton of money to make this happen, because we've all had so much foot pain. I mean, I've seen shoes designed by an orthopedic surgeon woman, but I feel like there's nothing better than putting on a pair of flats after a long day standing in heels.
Oh, absolutely. I was just at a 2-day wedding this weekend and I had worn my heels, and all I know is I was so grateful I could take that heel off and go to my flat. There's nothing like that sensation of relief when you finally get to take your heels off. So, no, to your point.
People must just be astonished when they see you just like reach into your purse and take out your little bag with heels and click shoes.
Definitely.
And
yeah. I would say the biggest reaction is just disbelief. Like, people are completely blown away that it's been done. You know, we joke on our team that I think every woman has invented this in her mind at some point. We've all thought, how nice would it be to rip our heel off our shoe? And so when women see it in person and see that it's actually been done, it's almost too good to be true. It's a shocked reaction, which is a lot of fun for our team, for sure. It's pretty priceless.
It really is mind blowing. And what's next for you? So you've designed several different colors, several different, you know, whatever you call it, like the finishes, like vinyl versus leather, and then different heels. Are you innovating and revolving and evolving more?
Absolutely. Now, my big picture vision for the company is I really see us as creating more than just a new technology or a new brand in the space. I really think we have an opportunity to create an entirely new category in the fashion industry of convertible, customizable footwear. Because if you look at the industry, we don't sit in the high heel market because it's also a flat, and we don't sit in the flat market because it's also a high heel. So we see an opportunity to really build a branded category similar to what Sarah Blakely has done with Spanx. I think that she's kind of the best case study of another by women, for women brand that created an innovation backed by a patent. It's very rare to find patents in the fashion industry. And with the power of that patent, she was able to really brand this new market that she was building. Of now, obviously, there's dozens of shapewear brands, but the common term for shapewear is Spanx, regardless of if it's made by Spanx or not. And so I believe we can do the same and have passion really become the name associated with this concept. And the key to doing that is really building out this category so that it can be a full replacement solution for our consumer's shoe shelf. And so we have boots, sandals, pumps already on market. We're working on knee-high boots. We want to expand to different heights and shapes and colors of different heel kits and really just create a one-stop shop for all of our customers' footwear needs.
That's so great. Have you run into problems with people trying to steal your ideas with the patent? You're somewhat protected, but I'm sure you have to battle a lot of people because they see this and probably try to knock it off and run with it.
Luckily, it hasn't been too big of an issue for us yet. There have been a couple other companies on the market that have done the customizable heel portion where they can take off one heel and put on another. But our really key innovation is what we've done with the removable sole support and also our materials innovation in the midsole to allow it to be flexible. And I have not yet seen any products come on market that are a close competitor to ours as far as being able to turn a heel into a true flat. There have been a couple companies that are certainly interested in the technology and they're asking a lot of questions. But we're pushing them to, you know, partner with us rather than try to do it themselves.
Amazing. I think feet are so important. Like you can be so grouchy when your feet are bothering you or at the end of a long day that, you know, they say my dogs are barking and like yes. You are very aware of your feet. You can't even focus till you kick off those shoes. And it's interesting to me how much women are actually like thinking about their feet. People come in and actually want beautification of their feet now. Like they, really? We do filler. Yes. From years of wearing high heels, we do filler injections on the ball of the foot where your heel thins out and is like painful to stand on all day. So you can actually do filler there. And then treatment that kind of beautifies, you know, toes that jut out or have, you know, all kinds of little podiatry issues. But I think feet are so important to overall wellness and happiness.
Definitely. And that's fascinating. I had no idea you could do, you know, kind of aesthetic procedures on the feet, but I'm sure that's very popular. You know, to your point, we get so many people writing in about their feet and actually our customers share with us a lot. I'm surprised how many women only want to buy closed-toed shoes because they hate the way their toes look, to your point. So yes. It's good to know that maybe there's some solutions out there for them.
That's true. And it's a miracle to, I mean, who doesn't love how good a high heel looks when you wear it? It's just something about the stature, the height, like the calf accentuation and the feeling of confidence you get. But you also wonder like, why on earth did women decide we need to wear high heels? As men have sexualized it and created this look and women have fallen right into place because well, we like how it looks. It makes us feel good. Maybe we're it's like indoctrinated in us through culture and magazines and imagery. But sometimes after a year of COVID and wearing Crocs and tennis shoes, it was pretty hard to go back to wearing heels again. I have to say it was painful and difficult. I don't know about
100%.
You.
No, well, not for me because I have passions. I was going to say you actually hit the nail on the head. We were very surprised to really see the pandemic as kind of a blessing in disguise for our business of, you know, we only launched for sales in June of 2019. So this year is actually our first full year on market, not in the pandemic. So talk about, you know, uphill battles. That was a huge obstacle to hit us in our first year of business. And we were very nervous at first that, you know, who is going to need to buy high heels. High heels are, to your point, a big part of the fashion culture. There's a whole psychology around them. They've actually proven wearing high heels makes you feel more confident. But the pandemic was the first time in history where there were no events, no workplace, no weddings. I mean, everywhere you would traditionally wear them was thrown out the window. And so we had a lot of fear that the business would suffer. But in spite of all that, we grew 200% in 2020 and then 450% in 2021. And what we found is exactly what you said. You know, I think women had kind of gotten used to the status quo of putting up with uncomfortable footwear on a daily basis. We just accepted that in our lives. But the pandemic represented this break from that and this real focus on a comfort first mindset. And now coming out of the pandemic, you know, I'm sure you're in the same boat. All of a sudden, my social calendar is out of control. There's so many backlogged weddings and events that we're all going to. So I think women are feeling excited to dress up again and get out of pajamas, feel put together, but we aren't willing to go back to those, you know, style discomfort compromises of the past that we made pre-pandemic. Now the market is demanding a solution without sacrifice. And it's created this perfect storm for passion of now, I think this concept can really take off and find its home in the market.
It's actually very true. Like, I don't want to compromise comfort ever again, ever. Yeah. I mean, I honestly have like Louboutins that I just like, I cannot wear them. I can wear them from the car to the table at the restaurant, and then I have to kick them off under the table. Like, it's just not worth the pain and the suffering. And then also you realize that your feet change and maybe they've gotten into more relaxed and they're very hard to like squunch your toes together and stand on 6-inch stilettos all day. So more power to you ladies who are using those tight stiletto shoes. But I think for someone who's like always standing, running around all day, these are like so great for my posture and for my comfort level. And like, you can, and the minute you don't have to be on stage or super sexy, you can slip into your normal girl like hustle with your flats. I love that.
Definitely. Yeah. No, they're shoes that really kind of move with you throughout your day and adapt as you need them to, which is very unique. You know, I think up until this point, we as women were always adapting to our shoes. I know I always had that mental battle getting ready in the morning. I'd stand in the closet and I'd look at my heels and my flats and I'd try to troubleshoot my day. To your point, I'd be like, okay, I'm speaking at an event later, so I'm probably going to need heels, but I'm going to have to park a mile away. And that's a long walk up a hill. So I'm going to want flats. And you're trying to de-risk your entire day from your closet in the morning just to pick out your shoes. And that to me always just seemed like such a ridiculous practice.
Or you're putting flip-flops. You're putting little flip-flops or ballet slippers in your purse to wear later. Or, you know, New York, putting your tennis shoes for the subway. It's all that.
Absolutely. So. And then you're trying to match two shoes to your outfit. And I felt very strongly that we deserve shoes that can keep up with us and empower us through the day. So we always feel good and we always look good and we don't feel like we're having to compromise. Exactly. And that's why I'm so proud of what we've created. I think we're the first shoe company to really achieve that.
Well, you should be very proud. You're 26 and you're so eloquent and like you can see you're single-minded and your goals. And this is a huge deal to design a shoe, get it manufactured, get it patented. So like your family must be so proud of you. As am I. I'm so excited to meet you. And one day you have to come to my office in LA for sure. And we'll have to hang out. Well, guys, where should people find you and how can they connect? How can they buy these amazing shoes?
Yes, so we are available exclusively on our own website. It's www.passionfootwear.com and it's spelled P-A-S-H-I-O-N. It actually stands for practical fashion. It's kind of the backstory behind the name. And so our website is the best place to purchase, but I'd also recommend following us on Instagram @passionfootwear. That's where we post about new product drops, different campaigns, sales, promotions, etc. So those are the two best places to check us out.
Amazing. I wish you so much success in your ventures. I know you're going to kill it.
Thank you.
I can't wait to wear these at my next meeting, Vegas Cosmetic Surgery, and walking through the Bellagio and the Wynn Hotel. I'm going to be set.
Amazing. Yes. No more barefoot days on the Vegas Strip. That needs to be a thing of the past for all of us.
That is right. For all women everywhere, unite. Yes. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to check out Haley Pavone and Passion Footwear and treat your feet right. I love this idea of women changing fashion to evolve to our needs. And Absolutely. That's what we need to do more of. Yes, you can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. Don't forget, you can come see me for a little filler in your heel if you have pain from standing on high heels all day and you're thinning right there, or Botox for sweaty feet, all kinds of fun things that we can do for the beautification of the feet. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Mwah.